B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. .975 The Fanatic.
All right, 5 o'clock hour. If you're watching us on TV, you're not watching us on TV. Because we are not on TV currently.
No. The
NBC Sports Philly is doing a kind of a post-Gary Bettman presser with their NBC hockey people at this particular time, including Mike Tirico and some hockey people. So that's why you're not seeing us on TV. But we're still on the radio. And here's how you get in the 5 o'clock hour. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. All right, you just heard the NHL proposal. In case you did not hear it, the top 12 teams in each conference will make the playoffs, and the rest will go into a draft lottery. The Stanley Cup playoffs will be held in two cities, one east, one west hub. And that's yet to be determined. The 50 max personnel traveling party to the hub city per team. Testing, of course, has to be available and in protocol. The clubs will return to voluntary training sessions at their own training facilities following protocol in June. And the training camp opens formally in the middle of July or late July, the second half of July. And then after which the clubs will report to the hub cities. How long will they be in a formal training camp? Did he make that clear?
I guess.
I think it'll depend on how quickly they can get into their phase three, which is the full team workouts.
Okay, so
they're basically into phase two by like a week from today.
The top four they're not really getting a bye. They're playing for seeding. They're not involved in the first round of the playoffs. They're playing each other. Boston, Tampa Bay, Capitals, Flyers, and they will play for seeding when in the official playoffs. So they'll play a round robin on however that's going to work. They'll play each other.
Each team will play each other one time, so they play less games, but they get the rust off. I think it was the players apparently wanted to play and not just sit because they thought mm-hmm. a team might play a best of five, get okay. hot, mm-hmm. and get tripped up.
And that makes sense.
So they'll play three games instead of five, and then whoever has the best record, yes. That'll be the season.
So the other part of the playoffs involves 5 versus 12, Pittsburgh versus Montreal, 6 versus 11, which will be Carolina at New York Rangers, 7 versus 10, Islanders versus the Panthers, and 8 versus 9, Toronto, Columbus Blue Jackets.
How you feeling? You fired up?
Yeah, I'm ready. It's a good plan.
I'm worried.
Why are you worried?
Because I think that had the season not been interrupted and the Flyers stayed right where they were, mm-hmm. I know, and they played Pittsburgh, they would have beat that Pittsburgh team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't need Pittsburgh in that 5-12 to go through in like three, win real fast, have the Flyers struggle in that round robin, and then Crosby and them with all that pedigree and all that seasoning going against these young guys in the first round, and then the Flyers get bounced early. That's my fear now. Now, if they move up to 3-2 or 1, not a fear. But I'm worried about the Penguins, Flyers, if the Flyers stay at 4.
Oh, man.
It's very scary for me now, which it wasn't before. Before, I think the Flyers would have handled them in 5 or 6. Now, you're taking a season team.
Well, why are you suggesting that the Flyers will remain in 4-seed with a chance to actually be the 1 seed?
What I'm saying is it's a fear. But in the regular season, all three of those mm-hmm. teams ahead of them, they were able to beat those teams. They could mess yeah. around and be 3-0 and be the 1 seed.
So Pittsburgh worries you.
But Pittsburgh mm-hmm. specifically worries me in this scenario because everybody's out of sorts. So then what do you rely mm-hmm. on? Your pedigree. Who has the most winning pedigree? Them. More than the Capitals have. More than Boston has. Crosby and Malkin and them have the most pedigree. It's scary for me.
All right.
Scary pedigree.
All right, so now here's the Mark Cuban plan to the NBA, and I assume the NBA will act in the next couple of days to put out their plan. Cuban says, here's his proposal. Top 10 teams from each conference qualify for the postseason and reseeded based on record. 2 play-in matchups, either single games or best-of-3 series, that pits the seeds 17 versus 20 and 18 versus 19. The winners of those games would advance to play to 15th and 16th seeds for the final spots in the playoff bracket. The playoffs would then proceed with a best-of-7 series.
Okay.
All right.
I get why they want to come up with plans like that.
He's doing it. Because there's only two teams that would have mathematical possibility of all but two teams would have a mathematical possibility of qualifying for the playoffs under his proposal.
Right. Okay. It gives them an incentive. But at the same time, I need to see how many tests you have and all that stuff. Less people is more when you go to a hub city. So if Portland and them don't want to come, leave them home. That's 25 less people to have to test and bus and everything else. But Portland needs money too, just their local TV money, same as we do. So.
Right. Damian Lillard earlier today said he's not going to play unless they have a really fair shot to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, there's also another thing that's out there where they would almost do it like hockey, where they're, so you would do like a group draw situation.
Mm-hmm.
And in the way it's set up in group one, it would be Bucks, Jazz, Sixers, Grizzlies, Blazers.
Yeah.
And the top two from that group would move on.
Right.
Sixers could probably beat the Jazz, the Grizzlies, and the Blazers and end up the two seed with the Bucks there. They would still advance. And then another one has Lakers, Heat, Rockets, Magic, Pelicans. That could put the Heat out. And then it's Raptors, Celtics, Thunder, Mavs, Spurs. And then the last group would be Clippers, Nuggets, Pacers, Nets, and Kings. This apparently will be voted on as one of the options. This group thing, and then go into the playoffs after the group stage.
You know, at first I thought this was a bastardization of the whole sport, but I think the creativity is actually, I kind of admire it.
That they're doing
the creativity is that. Now I'm not big on the whole baseball season being different, but I'm okay with the tweaking the playoffs here, but both these leagues
for 1 year, like a special.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to change the divisions of baseball playing an entire season that way.
I get you.
I don't like that. But the tweaking of the playoffs is making it kind of interesting here.
You'd be into that?
Yeah.
And it was funny as though if they did 1 through 16 out there, you know who the Sixers still play in the first round? Still play the Celtics.
Well, there you go.
they would still play the Celtics in the first round if there they did 1 through 16.
All right, here's how you get in. 610-620-975. You have any opinion on what the Flyers' fortunes are in this new playoff system? We can talk about that as well. And let's get back to the phones with Jeff in Camden. Jeff, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. What's up, Jeff?
What's going on, Mike? What's going on, Natalie?
How you doing?
I'm all right.
What's the matter with Ty? You say hello to Tyrone, Jeff. You're still...
It's still on TV. How would I know that he has on a red shirt?
Well, you got to. You still carrying this beef with Tyrone, Jeff?
I got no beef with nobody on earth.
All right. Are we on TV now?
Are you?
No, I don't think we are. We're not on until 5:30. So people out there that are listening, if you turn on the radio to find out why we're not on TV.
Because I got ears in the street. I know everything about everything.
Okay.
So I'm not bragging.
All right. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
So, Phil Murphy says that we can have sports here in New Jersey if those pro organizations, the leaders of those pro organizations allow it. And that's cool with me, because I think about going up to the NovaCare Center. If you're allowed again, going there with my mask on, my sporty mask with the respirator. And it was one of your hosts that thinks that Ben Simmons can outshoot me, a guy who's won multiple three-point shootouts over the year. Ben Simmons has won none. Ben Simmons hasn't won one three-point shootout, hasn't won a free-throw shootout. But I'm not picking on Ben Simmons. I like the kid. I think he has a lot of promise. So... we got live action.
Hold it 1 second.
What?
You're saying you can beat Ben Simmons in 3-point shooting contest?
In any kind of shoot. Ben Simmons would beat me in a dunk contest easily. He'd probably beat me in a four ways.
How old are you, Jeff? How old of a man are you?
I just turned 40.
There's no way your legs are good enough to beat him in a 3-point shooting contest.
He can't squat more than me.
You're airball city. At age 40 with your legs with that shot, I guarantee you're an airball man.
76% I shoot 3-pointers.
Yeah, in your dreams.
I shoot further back than I do.
Yeah, sure.
Truth. I'll prove it. If you have Fan Fest again, I'll prove it on that 76.
Come on, man. That's just silly. What do you think? You think I just fell off a tree somewhere? You think I'm from rural America and from Iowa husking corn somewhere? Come on, man. I'm wise to the way of hoop.
If you doubt the juggernaut.
Stop it, dude. Get out of here. That's Airball City.
Yeah, come on.
Let's take a break. We have wide open lines. People are flummoxed that we're not on TV. People thought we went off the air.
They're upset.
We're still on the air. We're on radio.
We love Mom! Radio. The meatloaf.
610-632-0975. A Mike Missinelli Show back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 517, Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-622-0975, how you get in. So the woman, we played the audio of that of confrontation in Central Park. The woman with the dog got fired by Franklin Templeton. Now, wasn't she wearing the Franklin Templeton shirt, the sweatshirt? That's why she got fired?
No.
She wasn't representing? Because I saw a tweet saying, when you wear, you embarrass yourself nationally wearing your company's logo.
Well, that didn't help. But the problem was people found her information very quickly. This was the fastest yet. And the company was attached to it. It put the company in a tough spot.
I thought that she was representing colors.
I mean, either. She may have been wearing that.
She was the head of the insurance portfolio management strategy business.
And now there's
business.
There's an attorney who already volunteered to do pro bono work to look into all of her cases to see if she's had made some decisions based on discrimination in the past.
Whew. Wow.
Does she have a lawsuit for wrongful termination?
It depends on, I don't know what the laws are in the state of New York. Some states, they can fire you for whatever reason.
That would be considered at-will states. But
I don't know if New York's an at-will state or not.
She might hire a lawyer.
The other part is, we don't know the financials when they let her go. Because maybe they told her, hey, we're going to pay you, blah, blah, blah. Once you accept the money, it's a lot harder to sue.
I mean, they could also have a policy where there's like a moral code that they have to uphold. And that would probably fall under, you know, if your employer thinks you're racist on video, which is now viral, that probably falls under the moral code, I would think.
And then there's people.
It has to be. And there has to be legitimate reason.
The implication is she's racist, but all she said was there's an African-American man that I'm in a fight with. And he's abusing me. So like,
yeah, but that's a lie. She lied.
It's not like overt racism that they would be cause to fire her.
That's pretty normal.
The implication is racism, but it's
and this is what,
like,
so
she says I hate black people.
No, but this is what's interesting when it comes to stuff like racism and even sexism is a lot of it is unconscious bias that you don't even know that you're perpetrating, and she's claiming that she didn't mean it, but you unconsciously are aware.
Letter of the law here, I'm talking.
Oh yeah, but they could probably prove that.
I don't know. Hard to prove.
Why wouldn't she just say a man?
You're right. I'm not saying you're.
No, I know. I'm just
wrong. I'm looking at it like an attorney representing her.
Right.
You know. That's and what I'm always
and I'm pleading the other, case. I'm the prosecution.
Exactly.
So if you're suing the company now, you're suing for wrongful termination. And then, okay, so let's say,
what did she do to deserve being fired, other than the implication is that she is a scared white woman who's afraid of a black man?
She filed a false police report.
Yeah, correct.
She filed a false police report.
She tried to.
Police report. She didn't file a police. She just made a telephone call.
So that's okay. That's allowed?
Well, yeah, it's not. You can lie? She's not filing report. She's reporting that she is in a confrontation with an African-American man who's threatening me.
He said threatening her life and her dog.
Yeah. That's not a police report. That's just an allegation on a telephone.
So those are, you're allowed to just call the cops and say whatever you want? I didn't know that. Honestly, didn't know that.
Of course you are. It's not a police report until they make it a police report.
I didn't know it was legal to call 911 and lie. I thought when you called 911 for it, you were supposed to tell the truth.
How many people that call 911 exaggerate their circumstances on a 911 call? When you're talking about a police report, the police have to investigate whether that indeed did happen. It's not on its face a crime that she's committing by lying on a police report.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a morals thing.
Well, of course, the whole thing is moral. So yeah. I'm just looking at it differently. That's all.
Yeah, but I couldn't work with her.
Yeah, you probably couldn't.
Yeah, I couldn't work with her.
But I'm telling you,
she'll hire
employment lawyers that specialize in wrongful terminations, and she'll turn that into a lawsuit because it's probably a lucrative job.
Yeah, well,
what would happen is the lawyer, the intention was to get the company to settle. And so she gets whatever out of it.
Well, she may have, the other part is she may already have. They might have said, we'll pay you for 9 months, but you're just out of here.
What's her real name? Caroline? Is that her real name? I didn't even look at her name.
I don't even know what her name is. All right, let me throw a golf situation your way.
All right.
Both of you guys understand golf so well. Talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're talking about the golf match this weekend. So I'm playing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a match going. It's a 2-versus-2 match, and me and my partner are up one on the hole 17.
Okay.
So if we win the hole, we win the match.
Right.
If not, we have to go to 18. So it's a par 5, 17. I'm in 5. I make par on the hole. And my buddy Anthony's playing with his partner. So he's got a long birdie putt of like 18 feet. So that means he's got to hit it hard.
Mm-hmm.
So he hits it hard enough to get it to the hole. Now, when a pin is in a hole, sometimes it'll hit the pin and drop in. Sometimes it'll hit the pin and skitter out.
Right.
Well, the newfangled pins now that we have, so you don't touch the pin or you don't dip your hand into the cup to take the ball out, has a it's a contraption that it's like a plunger sort of thing with an inverse J hook.
Yeah.
That is attached to the pin.
Mm-hmm.
So to take the ball out of the hole, you just get your putter and lift the J part up. And it lifts the ball out of the hole.
Right.
Well, his putt hits the side piece.
Okay. Mm.
And bangs out.
Ooh.
What's the ruling?
I mean,
in a one-stroke game, I can't just let you get it.
So you would say you didn't go in the hole?
Yeah.
And that indeed was the ruling of all.
Yeah.
In the gentleman's game.
That's what I mean. And let's settle this on 18.
Right.
Yeah.
But there is a really good argument for that. Wow, that would have hit the cup and dropped in.
Right. But
that would have hit the pin and dropped in.
But instead, it hit
the side piece and skittered out.
But you don't know for 100. See, the reason is when you leave the pin in now, you also mentioned it could have hit and bounced out as well.
Right.
It could have went either way. And for that reason, half the hole and let's go decide it on 18.
And that's the way it played out.
See a gentleman.
In which case, we won 18 and won the match.
Well, there you go. See, it worked out. Sports guy rewarded you for being right.
There you go.
610-632-0975. All right. We're back on TV in like 6 minutes, 5 minutes on the other side. So if you've been watching on TV and you're going, what happened to Mikey? Wait, what happened to Mikey Miss Show? Well, we'll be back. If you continue watching it, we'll appear at 5:30. And we're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
To 97.5 The Fanatic.
Alrighty, it is Mike Mussinelli Show, and it's time to update our Twitter poll at 5:30. And I think we're back on TV, so how's it going? Oh, we're not back on TV?
No, not yet.
I'm pointing.
They're not done.
Oh, they're not done. It's the hockey analysis.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they went a little long.
Mm-hmm. A half-hour analysis on the Gary Bettman plan.
I've been 45 minutes.
45 minutes?
Mm-hmm. And it's still going.
Mm-hmm.
My God. All right. Well, anyway, the Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Need a new mower, zero turn, other outdoor power equipment? Paul B. Moyer & Sons has it all. Order online at paulbmoyer.com or by phone with safe contactless pickup in Doylestown, PA. Natalie, what are the final numbers?
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll had over 700 votes on it. Would Michael Jordan play in a golf tournament like Manning and Brady did over the weekend? 39% say yes. 61% say no.
Yeah, 61% are on to him.
But in the replies, Church of Jordan's furious.
Oh, they're
Why
furious.
Why would you ask that question? I'm like, because very famous, the most famous football player in America played in the tournament over the weekend. And a guy, he's probably, Peyton Manning, probably still top 10, even though he's been retired for a few years, played.
Yeah.
It would not be crazy for an avid golfer to play golf. And Michael Jordan is known to be an avid golfer if you watch the last
game. Right.
Yeah.
Two of the best in the history of their sport were in that match.
Right.
So that's kind of the theme that's been developed here.
Right.
What do you think Michael Jordan would do if he ripped his pants on the golf course?
He would never rip his pants.
All the baggy as his pants are?
It would never happen.
He couldn't.
It would never happen to Michael Jordan.
Never?
He'd make sure. He would like go through like 100 different stretches as a dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
In those pants. Or, just so he wouldn't have that thing happen.
Or it'd be turned into an ad. Remember how he used to do the Hanes ads?
Yeah.
It's him with his Hanes on.
Oh, yeah.
Brady, we asked what happened after he ripped them. He switched to his rain pants.
Oh, he went rain pants.
Yeah, he had rain pants with him. So he just switched to the rain pants.
Oh, yeah. Why did he make that change?
That's during a break.
Oh, okay.
Had to scurry off.
Went up in the woods, did he?
Probably.
In the rain. That's miserable.
Rain pants?
Changing pants in the rain.
Playing rain pants is not very comfortable either.
What's the difference?
With them on. They're bulkier. They're not.
Like a different material?
Yeah, they're cut bigger. So, it's less comfortable. Not form fitting.
Okay. Mm.
All right, let's go to the phones. Kevin is calling from Ohio. Kevin, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Kevin.
Hey, Mikey. How you doing?
What's up, Kev?
Well, I got something on Central Park Karen, but I will say I found it kind of weird that Brady was wearing pants. Only guy in the group wearing pants. I thought that was a little strange.
Yeah, he did have the long pants on. It is interesting that maybe he doesn't like his wheels.
Well, and they showed a clip of his practice round, and he was wearing shorts with
like
a sort of knee brace. It was like... he's got pin legs, so maybe he was trying to hide those.
Maybe he didn't want to show the knee brace on TV.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But I had a quick point on old Central Park Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why she should be fired. Before she ever called the cops, the dude is filming her, and she says, "Stop filming me. If you don't, I'm going to call the cops." She threatens him and says, "And I'm going to tell them that an African-American," and that is a threat. I mean, that's a serious threat, and it's a false threat. And I think that's the most racist thing that she did in the whole incident.
Yeah, there's no question about it that morally we look at this the same way. It's repulsive to see that woman do that kind of thing. I'm looking at it from a standpoint like she hires an employment lawyer. Right now, New York apparently is an at-will state. So they can fire for any reason this company.
Absolutely.
However, if she is a contracted employee, right? We don't know that she doesn't have a contract because sometimes they will hire positions and give them a contract. That means she can only be fired for cause. Now, if I'm a lawyer representing her, I go, does that rise to the level of cause? It's implied racism. It's not like overt racism. We look at it like it's racism. But an employment attorney is going to spin that and he's going to look into her background and say, okay, is there anything in her life that mitigates the fact that she's a racist? Like, has she done non-racist things? Like, all that stuff would be in her favor. And I'm just saying from an employment attorney's perspective in protecting her if she's a contract employee.
Well, I agree with you. I think she better have some really deep pockets if she wants to, you know, bring an employment lawyer into the fold and try to fight it. Because Franklin Templeton, they've got to have some stuff in their contract that says if you, you know, if you shine some really negative light on the firm, I mean, if they keep her around and don't do it, it's a
well, no, you're absolutely right. They had to cut her loose. I'm just saying, what is her alternative? Now, the reason you file any kind of an act is that you want to get compensation that you now don't have. So if your attorney can make a good enough argument where you wouldn't want to go to trial with it, then you just settle and you go, okay, your contract was worth what? Or your salary was worth what? We'll pay you the remaining salary for the rest of the year. You sign this non-disclosure and we'll live on. That's all I'm saying. This is a litigious society. You see, she's going to take that standing up. She's going to obviously consult an employment attorney.
Well, I mean, she would if she was in a different state. She's not going to do nothing.
Well, we don't know. She doesn't have a contract. We don't know that.
Are they licensed in her state?
Possible that she had a contract for that job. I don't know.
But it's also possible that she breached that contract because somebody sent me the law. Calling that fake 911 is against the law. You can't just call 911.
You said the police report. The police report is different. If she lies on a police report, the police have to investigate it and file an official report. If she's lying on the official report, then that's different. A 911 call, people will exaggerate all the time. How many domestic 911 calls have you heard where they're saying, "Oh, so and so hit me over the head," and that never happened. You see what I'm saying? There's a fine line here.
But what she did is still against the law. A false 911 call is against the law. So you can get out of the country. She broke the law.
Her perception is that she was in a confrontation with an African American man. That's her perception.
She said, if you don't stop filming me, then I'm going to call the cops and tell them an African-American man is trying to threaten me. So before she made the call, she said, if you don't stop filming, not if you get away from me. If she lied on the 911 call, that's illegal. You're fired.
What was her lie exactly?
Her lie was that he threatened her and her dog, which she said to the police.
Yeah,
he did not threaten her nor the dog.
She made it seem like he was attacking her.
Okay. She walked towards him. He never stepped forward towards her. She walked towards him and then backed up to get on the phone.
And
she said he attacked. I'm being attacked by an African American man. And then later she says I'm being attacked. Me and my dog are being attacked by an African American. Uh-huh. None of which is happening.
Yeah, she didn't say physically. Did she say physically she was being attacked?
He didn't even raise his voice.
It doesn't matter when you call 911 and claim that you're being attacked. I think the presumption is that it's physical assault, because why else would you call?
I don't think that's what the perception is.
See, I heard that without any context, I would be like, she's being attacked.
You're looking at it like a lay person. I'm looking at it like an attorney.
I'm looking at it like a woman who would call the cops if I was being attacked.
I got it. But neither of you are wrong. I'm just saying it could be argued in the many different ways here. I know we're all outraged morally that this thing happened.
No, I'm like, criminally. She broke the law. Yeah. You can't just call 911 making stuff up.
I don't think that rose to the level of breaking the law.
But what would...
But what law? I'm saying somebody sent me the law.
No, what would...
She did. She said, if this occurs when a person makes a willful allegation to law enforcement regarding the commission of a crime by knowing that no such crime has occurred, the office carries misdemeanor penalties, including up to 1 year in jail. She called saying she was being attacked. Ash and her dog, when they weren't, that's illegal.
Her interpretation would be, I'm being attacked verbally. That's what her explanation would then be.
But she wasn't.
Because he wasn't even, she was the one yelling.
Her perception maybe was that she was being attacked verbally because
so that's why she stepped
over
to him. I think she's just a liar.
Of course she
and
is.
And she got caught.
Why are you taking this out on me?
I'm not.
I'm trying to explain the other side of it.
I just don't think that there's another side. I think
commercial.
She's a liar.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
.546 Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Damus in Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, man?
Hey, Mike, I had to comment on the subject you're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, are you good? Everything good, Sam? You all right?
Yep.
Okay. Just making sure. But basically what they were saying, because I just happened to read about it right before I saw it on your show. She just made a false complaint. So I came in on the tail end of you explaining how an attorney would handle it.
Yes.
So I just need to be caught up. Are you just tackling that aspect? Because clearly.
Yes, clearly I'm just tackling that aspect. I'm okay. Taking the other side because that's what I do. I foster conversation by taking the other side.
Okay, so...
Obviously, you know where I stand on this. Do you listen to me? You've listened to me all these years, right? You know where I stand on it. I'm just...
Right.
Okay, well, I'm fostering a conversation. The woman is going to hire an attorney, okay? The attorney is going to say X. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, because I came in on the tail end, so I wanted to make sure I get, the full thing. Okay, so you were just explaining the other side.
Yes, and that's what I do all the time. I explain the other side.
Okay, that's
all I'm trying to do.
That's fair, because, I was kind of feeling with their emotion of it, I guess, because
yeah, and everybody's dealing with the emotion. I'm dealing with the emotion. Why didn't think I played it in the first place? Why would I play that in the first place if I didn't think the woman was totally out of line and it's a racist? Why would I? That's the reason why I played it.
Got you.
What I'm saying is when somebody gets fired from their job, right? Okay. Now they're out financial, there's financial ramifications to that. So what is she going to do? Is she just going to go away like a puppy dog? She's going to make an issue of it. She's going to call some employment attorney. I'm just giving you the other side of it.
I got you now, but I can definitely see, why they would react that way as far as... You don't really want to hear the other side at that point, but I get what you're saying. It's a...
Okay. Well, yeah, I got you.
I'm not
trying to back the woman up. I'm trying to say, okay, here's what could happen from this point on. She got fired from her job. She's going to call an employment attorney. There are employment attorneys that specialize in this kind of thing to try to get some kind of an alleviation for their client. Maybe it was a six-figure job. It probably was a six-figure job for her, right? She's not going to just go away and take it.
Okay, now I got you. But I just want to say, just to go to another subject, just on top of that, now that we got that out the way, as a black man, and as you can understand, and you probably talked about it on your show, I don't catch the show all the time, but it's very, infuriating, to say the least.
Of course it's infuriating. I talk about this all the time, these kind of issues. To the point where white people send me hate mail. Todd in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Todd.
Hey, buddy. How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Todd?
Not too much. Look, as far as basketball, football, baseball, and hockey go, I wouldn't go if it were free, bro.
Why not?
Because I don't want to get any kind of virus.
Okay.
Okay, so that's my first thing. Second thing, bro... Where do the fans stand? How much money has National Football League given, Baseball League given, Hockey League given, and Basketball given towards testing and fiber? Where do we stand as fans? How much have all four major sports given? Do you know? I know Wells Fargo, the bankers, they've given $175 million towards the cause.
You asking me how much the owners of Philadelphia teams have given?
Yes, sir.
I really don't know. I know that Lori had given a lot. There was a story several weeks ago about Lori's contribution.
Okay.
I don't really know the specifically. But like the Sixers owners have been really good in donating money.
But okay, because Mike, at some point will you state to the people what has been given by the four major sports teams?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a way to find that out, be honest with you.
All right.
Unless somebody makes it public. Like, you know, I don't have their phone lines.
I'm with you. We'll make them aware, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, buddy. You got it. Buddy. All right, let's go to Bill in Collingswood. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Mikey Miss. Hey, look, I'm just trying to break your monotony in there. Mm-hmm. I've never seen you, erupt like this or, react like this, and especially because of this leash law. But I just want to break your monotony and say, yo, in the BDSM world, if you unleash your sub, another master's going to come along and claim that sub. Mm-hmm. And there's no cameras at the bachelor party.
What the hell are you even talking about, bro?
I love you, Mikey Miss. Yo, keep saying, kid. Yo, keep.
I don't know even what that was.
I have no idea. It's about 5:50, I'd say. First day back from vacation, right?
Yeah. It's a fiery issue. You know? What are you going to do? I'm just trying to look at both sides of the issue. You know where I stand personally on the issue, and I'm just trying to give you all the little parameters of what's involved here with the issue.
Yes.
So there's that. So, meanwhile, Joe Torti's coming up. And Joe will be on 97.5 for the evening on NBC Sports Philly, Lunch Talk Live, and the Flyers Penguins from February 2019. So, stay tuned for that. Everybody have a great rest of the night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.